I mean, it's almost difficult to figure out where do we go and begin to fit the pieces together so that we can get a pretty good idea, Jim, of what's the total picture here? What in the hell is going on? And what do we have to look forward to? I mean, I go back to that crazy son of ours. That thing looks like it's going to go.
Yeah, it does. And when I pulled that picture up, I said, this is what I got to put on my top of my homepage.
Oh,
and
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just going bananas in all directions.
And everybody, by the way, I would highly recommend that you do go to Jim's site, and please go to jmckinneyscience.com, and because you have just a tremendous wealth of information there, Jim, of articles and very important items. So if people could begin to see what we're talking about, I don't know. You're a scientist in looking, and not only an astrophysicist, but an astronomer. Have you ever, in your experience as an astronomer, ever come across a star that's doing what ours is doing?
Well, we have, and sometimes they'll do this for a little while and then stop, and then sometimes they start pulsing or oscillating, and it keeps getting bigger, and this is what I'm worried about, is that this rhythm kind of thing, it's like beating a drum.
Yeah.
Any oscillating system, like you can break glass at a certain
frequency. Sure, you betcha.
That's because the energy builds up in that glass, and it keeps oscillating, and then as more energy from that frequency from outside comes in, it can break. It eventually builds up and breaks the glass, and that's the kind of thing that we don't know if our sun is in the process of doing that. Then what happens is that, like a glass shattering, or if, say, the sun's surface really blew,
right,
then it would cool down. So you'd get this tremendous amount of energy coming out all of a sudden, and then it could cool down. And so, I mean, those are the kind of scenarios that, it might just oscillate and eventually go away. But if there's an object coming in, discharging the solar capacitor, and we're just seeing the beginning of it,
Holy cow.
Might be in for a big roller coaster ride here.
Well, it'd be more than just a roller coaster. I mean, if as you said, Jim, if that might be what's causing it, in other words, not only the little forerunning comets coming in, but if indeed there is a big Mamu out there, and it's causing our sun to respond how it is now, what in heaven's name is going to happen as that thing does get closer?
Well, that's the other thing, is that as a big comet, the kind we have not witnessed in this solar system in possibly thousands of years, comes in and starts really drawing that energy in, and it starts returning to the sun and interacting with other planets electrically, that's when we're going to start to see, you know, some serious weather. And the thing about Earth is, if we become charged more than normal, because we are a comet all the time, but say one of these big objects even aligns electrically with us, then all of a sudden we're going to have a lot of rain, we're going to have a lot of electrical activity in the atmosphere, and during these periods, I mean, you're just not going to be able to go anyplace. It'd be like trying to go someplace when this storm hit Edmonton.
And that means probably staying inside in some type of a, what, protective type of a shelter, right?
I mean,
because a normal house ain't going to do it.
Well, these people in Edmonton, this is in an afternoon storm, were up on their rooftops. And I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures from New Jersey.
Wow.
Roads washed away
with
just, you know, traces of structure left, like a bridge or a road piece, or, you know, I mean, the cars washed away.
Yeah.
And this is in our friendly little state of New Jersey.
Oh, I know that. Where you and I have spent a lot of time.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is that I don't see a lot of help for these people. It was like when Hurricane Floyd came up through the coast states there over on the East Coast. And did all the flooding. It dropped tremendous amount of water all the way up the coastline, all the way up to Nova Scotia. And what was that, 99, or I forget which year Floyd
came. I don't recall offhand, but yeah.
Yeah, and literally very little help, very little news about this. People really were months and months trying to rebuild just basic things, and no help coming. So that's the other thing, is that you're on your own.
Jeez.
So that's just a little note. It's not like the government's going to run out with a lot of, you know, available.
Yeah. Not even FEMA, huh?
No.